This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released May 12th, 2016.
Come on, answer the phone.
You have reached Arnie Kunzpard. You would think that I would have some really fancy high-tech phone answering machine can answer you later.
Come on.
Or some kind of device that forwards your call directly into my brain
Come on. Come on.
But I don't. So, what do you want?
What? Where's the beep?
You want to do a beep, Mr. Bell? Why do you want a beep? I'm right here. What do you want?
So this is really you and not an answering gizmo.
Why aren't you paying attention to what I said, Mr. Bell? I can say it again if you'd like. Hi, you have
No, Arnie, listen. I was awakened just a few minutes ago.
So was I, here in the middle of the night with you calling me, Mr. Bell. So let's get to the point.
There's some sort of machine that came into my room, Arnie.
Is it one of those automatic vacuum cleaner things?
No.
Boy, those are pretty cool. The cats love to ride them.
Have you
seen the video?
No. This is a much larger machine, and it's much more humanoid.
Ooh, Robbie the Robot?
No, it's not.
C-3PO?
No.
Marvin's a paranoid android?
It's Mish McElheimer.
Mish McElheimer?
A robot version of Mish McElheimer.
Uh-huh.
Wandering around my bedroom.
Mr. Bell, that's impossible.
Yes, that thought occurred to me as well, Arnie, but I thought if anybody...
I expressly told her not to leave the lab.
So you did create a robotic...
Mish McElheimer, yes, I did.
Arnie, could you get over here really, really fast?
Why is that, Mr. Bell?
Well, look at this.
It's going through my stuff.
Yeah, she tends to do that. Sort of like she tends to not follow my instructions.
Whoopsie.
Once I'm doing initial testing, she actually...
Arnie, get your butt over here.
I know, Mr. Bell. I'll be right...
All right, robot... Maria...
This is Miss Schmeckelheimer. Miss Sadie Schmeckelheimer.
Okay, Miss Schmeckelheimer, if you would please just stand still and don't go near that! Don't go near that! I asked you not to go near that. Look, Arnie lives a few miles away. It's going to take him a few minutes to get here, so could you please...
Hi, Mr. Bell. Hi, Miss Schmeckelheimer.
Hello, you strange little man.
Arnie, how did you...
Program Miss Schmeckelheimer?
No.
Easy, Mr. Bell. I just made a matrix of her personality and inserted it into her brain.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Can you make her stand still?
Miss Schmeckelheimer, stand still.
I don't think so.
Apparently not, Mr. Bell.
So how can I get her to stop buzzing around my bedroom?
Well, you need to give her a task to perform a specific task.
Okay, I'll give that a try. Miss Schmeckelheimer.
This is Miss Schmeckelheimer. Miss Sadie Schmeckelheimer.
I have a box of filing over here that needs to be done. Could you do that for me, please?
Nada, I'm off duty. Time to shut down. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
See? Told you that would work.
All right, Arnie, tell me why I have a mechanical Miss Schmeckelheimer.
Well, I knew that you were missing the original Miss Schmeckelheimer, Mr. Bell, and I know you need somebody to work in the office who can do what she used to do, pretty much in the way she used to do it.
Let me get a towel here.
And I've been experimenting with robotics and AI anyway,
Wait, you've been experimenting with what?
AI.
Not E-I?
What?
E-I.
AI.
Oh.
Oh, McDonald had...
All right. So you built a robot with artificial intelligence and kind of Miss Schmeckelheimer's personality, and that's why you named it after her.
That's not exactly why I named her Sadie, Mr. Bell.
Then why did you name her Sadie?
Because the letters in Sadie stand for Sentient Autonomous Droid for In-Office Efficiency.
Wow.
That's pretty good, Arnie.
Yeah.
Guess you're glad you didn't have to come up with something for Schmackelheimer.
Specializing in handling many assorted, certified, knowledgeable legal, ethical, and health issues efficiently with minimal errors recorded.
And Miss?
Mechanized Intelligent Solid State.
Okay, I'm officially impressed now.
Mr. Bell!
Brad?
What are you doing here at my house in the middle of the night?
Well, I was in the neighborhood just passing by, Mr. Bell. Saw your light on. Thought maybe you were having a party or something.
What were you doing wandering around my neighborhood in the middle of the night?
In case you were having a party or something. Duh.
Well, I'm not. So go, both of you, go.
Hi, Arnie.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Miss Schmackelheimer. Love what you've done with your hair.
Should we tell him about...
Nah, it's easier if we don't.
Mr. Bell, I have some great news for you.
I could use some. What's the great news, Brad?
Well, a friend of a friend has a cousin whose pool boy's grandfather called a wrong number to a lady whose dog gets walked by the guy whose identical twin fixed the car of a guy who once arrested a real estate agent who has a really good bargain for a new battery building.
Really?
No, I just made all that up because I have nothing better to do. Yes, really, Mr. Bell?
Well, let this lady know that we'll be glad to go take a look at it.
All right, Mr. Bell. Mind if I use your phone?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead there, Brad.
Anybody got a quarter?
I think I got one.
Check this.
Thank you. You won't be disappointed, Mr. Bell. Oh, she's going to be so excited about this. Something to really tell her parole officer, you know? Yeah. Hey, Charlie, this is Brad. Modworth. Yeah, we were talking earlier. Listen, can you get hold of your friend? No, the other friend. You know, the friend who has the friend? With the cousin, right. Can you have the cousin get hold of the pool boy's grandfather and find out what wrong number he called to the lady whose dog got walked by the guy whose identical twin fixed the car of the guy who once arrested that real estate agent you were telling me about? Exactly. We want to look into that. Okay. All right. Look forward to it. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, Mr. Bell, she can take you out and show you the property tomorrow.
Great, Brad. What time tomorrow?
Just as soon as the transition music finishes playing.
This transition music is handy for passing time.
According to Brad, I'm supposed to meet a woman with a jacket that has an emblem that says, The Know-It-All Realty Company. And I bet that's her right now. You must be Miss Finsterwaddle.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm very glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
This is the house?
Yes.
It's just a tool shed?
Yes.
With a cat living in it?
Yes.
All right, should we go inside?
Sure.
All right, let's open up the door here. Yeah, definitely a tool shed. It's like a 10x10 tool shed. This isn't much of a house.
Tilt the rake.
I'm sorry, what?
Tilt the rake.
This rake?
Yes.
Tilt it? All right.
Tilt that.
Whoa, we're moving. It's an elevator. This is amazing. So the entire house is underground?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Let's get out of the elevator and take a look here. Is this the living room?
I don't know.
Okay, let me look at the map that your company provided. Okay, let's walk down the hallway here. Are these the bedrooms down here?
I don't know.
Let's go take a look, shall we? Let's look inside one. Well, this appears to be a lab of some sort. Was the owner a scientist?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up. Let's walk down to this other one. Is this a bedroom?
I don't know.
Let's take a look. It appears to be a storeroom. It's a big rack of red jumpsuits, a whole mess of them, and berets, and what appears to be a bunch of gun racks or something. Do you know why he would have...
I don't know.
I didn't think so. Okay, let's walk down here. Let's walk this way. Is this the kitchen here?
I don't know.
Well, let's take a look. Oh, my. This is huge. He must have had a lot of guests. Let's go down this way. There's another room. It's also large. Lots of wires and plugs and sockets and racks.
Must have held electronics at one time. Maybe a home theater?
I don't know.
Yeah, I should have seen that coming. Okay, and no, wait, this room is locked. Why is that?
I don't know.
It says on the map that this is a broom closet. Funny. Oh, by the way, I couldn't help noticing all the indentations on the walls. They kind of look like, well, bullet holes. Are those bullet holes?
No, those were put there for better acoustics.
Better acoustics, huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I guess that worked. All right, now let's get down to business. How much are you selling this for?
$500K.
Oh, no. $500,000 is way beyond my budget. Sorry.
No. $500, K. Cash.
Wait a minute. You mean I can buy this place for $500 cash?
Or 50?
No. $500 is fine. Let's go do the paperwork. How do we get out of here?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just walk this way. Let's head out. I think we can... Did we come in this way?
I don't know.
And I assume the cats are part of the deal?
I don't know.
Let me just turn out the light here.
The humans are gone. All you roaches, come back in here and we'll finish the meeting. This meeting of the genetically altered roaches will continue.
Question.
Yes.
How are we genetically altered again?
How many times do I have
to? I mean, I've always been a roach.
Yeah.
I'm small like a roach.
Yeah, but...
I'm hungry like a roach.
But you...
I'm pretty disgusting like a roach.
Definitely.
So what's the difference?
You can talk, you moron.
Oh, is that what those sounds are? Wow.
What's next on our agenda, Charlie?
We're looking at the overthrow and destruction of the human race.
Calm down, everybody, calm down. Yes, we know that we are going to destroy the human race because we have time on our side.
Time!
Oh, knock it off. This is not the time for frivolity.
Question!
Yes, Miriam?
We're just little bugs. How can we defeat the human race? They're so big.
I've explained this before. It's because we're more durable. We can last longer. We can survive in any environment, and they can't.
Could you explain that in a way that I would understand?
Oh, all right. Bob, can you run back and forth on the piano keys, please? Thank you. At first, we were afraid. We had the blues. Kept thinking we'd get stepped on by big old shoes. Then we spent so many nights drinking pesticides with our throng. It didn't hurt us. It only made us strong. Yes, we can live in outer space. In the Arctic, in the desert, we thrive in any place. Now we've changed our minds about how fragile we might be if we had only known 1 second of our indestructibility.
So humans, walk out the door.
We roaches will soon be in charge. You won't be welcome anymore. Weren't you the ones who tried so hard to up and try and make us die? Did you think we'd crumble? Now to you, we say bye-bye.
Oh, no, not us. We will survive! Long after you humans turn to dust, we all will be alive!
We've got eons left to live, and billions of babies yet to give, and we'll survive!
We will survive!
Who's coming?
A genetically altered monster!
He's headed this way!
Everybody scatter!
Bells in the Bat Free, Episode 145, Copyright 2016 by John Bell Creative, LLC. Ooh, creepy stuff.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the
rails.
That always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including...
Halloween!
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.